Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us today is Andy Owens. Andy is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and the SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston. Andy, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be with you.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this post-Turkey week.
Well, 9 months into the coronavirus, and we're still looking at things through that pandemic lens. You know, that includes economic data and economic activity. And our reporting on commercial real estate, Colliers International, South Carolina, noted in its Q3 report that activity at discount stores, discount retailers, has been intensifying during the pandemic. You know, they're staying at home, so they're looking to buy cheap stuff. All that sort of makes sense. Some of the numbers are pretty striking. Dollar General's net sales for Q3 are up 25%, and Dollar Tree and Family Dollar, which are owned by the same company, and we seem to have those in every one of our markets, have both seen a 10% year-over-year increase. People who've been staying at home have also been looking to spruce up their houses, and some of them go to Home Depot and Lowe's, but some of them have been going to places like Big Lots and buying up mattresses and kitchenware and home decor. And if you want to give that some context, we've seen a lot of service industry jobs evaporate, especially in South Carolina, including restaurants and hotels and others. But a lot of those jobs were low paying, and that created a vacuum for a lot of workers. In the, you know, look at Charleston, hospitality and tourism drives a lot of our economy. From February to August, 33.1% of hospitality and tourism jobs just went away. So, you know, there's a concern that some of those workers, many of whom were women, might have trouble reentering the workforce, even when a vaccine is widely available. But here comes the context. I appreciate you staying with me. For people who were not laid off or had a few more resources, while they're not going to restaurants and hotels and traveling like they used to, they likely have some money to spend. One of the realtors at Colliers told us that non-discount retailers have had a rough time this year, but historically, after a recession, they roar back. Could local retail be impacted by this, especially going into the holiday season? Don't know, but historically, that has been kind of the way it's going.
If they can hang on, right?
If they can hang on. And one of the Bankers Association people we talked to, you know, said, you know, it's really important if we could get more of the paycheck protection funds, you know, that would be really helpful to some of the smaller businesses in particular so that they could hang on.
All right. So what else are you seeing right now?
We've also seen coronavirus drive sales for remote homes. Now, remote homes traditionally were homes that were vacation homes or second homes, but as people are finding their companies have been more flexible with working remotely, they're realizing that they can leave more dense areas of the country and come to places like the upstate or the Sea Islands of South Carolina. We talked to Rob Duckett, president of the Cliffs in the Greenville market, and he told our reporter seven communities around the mountains and lakes between Greenville and Asheville have doubled their sales projections for the rest of the year. He credits a lot of that to COVID-19. He said that one of the reasons is folks in the more dense metropolitan areas are seeking refuge. For the most part, people who move to the Cliffs, Duckett said, are not moving from other parts of South Carolina. Like, that was a trend before. So they're seeing interest from people in the Northeast, Midwest, California, Florida, D.C. We've also seen that on Kiowa Island, which is seeing a lot of interest from the Northeast.
Well, Andy, I know events, most businesses are doing things virtually. Do you have anything for us?
I do, actually. I have three virtual events. The Greenville Chamber is holding a legislative breakfast on December 11th. The breakfast includes an introduction and overview of the 2020 legislative session. In the Lowcountry, we're going to be hosting the Healthcare Heroes during a live stream event from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on December 9th. And then lastly, today, from 12 to 1, the 2020 Economic Outlook Conference at the USC Darla Moore School of Business is set to continue. And again, this is a virtual event, and it features the CEO of the Fed and two research economists talking about what we can expect in 2021.
Well, Andy, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, and he joined us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company, as well as to all of the individual publications, business news publications that they put out across the state, all posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.